This is Tony the Forgotten.
No, it's not.
This is Tony the Forgotten with Technology Rocks Podcast.
No, it's not.
I'm going to say it one more time. This is Tony the Forgotten with Technology Rocks Podcast.
I'm not British and I don't talk like Batman.
Okay.
This is Technology Rocks with Tony the Forgotten and
Justin the Forgetful.
T-Bone, what'd you do this weekend?
I watched the 25th anniversary version of The Matrix on Sunday.
So is there anything different with the 25th anniversary?
They did not change anything.
So they don't just...
This is just 25 years after it originally released.
Man, that is weird.
Yeah, 25 years.
That's really weird.
At this point, it could be true.
True, but it's not. Ish. Could be.
Well,
we don't know yet.
If The Matrix is written correctly, you wouldn't know.
That's very true. Also true. Ghostbusters also coming out very soon, March 22nd, and then we have Roadhouse coming out March 21st, so a couple big movies coming out. You did not get to see Dune 2 yet.
No. I'm still deciding on whether or not I'm going to go see that this weekend or not.
So, I know I'm going to go see Ghostbusters. I know I'm going to see that. So housekeeping, T-Bone's going to be at Comic Palooza 24th, 25th, 26th,
yep.
May, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
1930.
And, booth 1932.
Two. I was going to say, dang.
Very important date.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor.
But also, I announced that I was going to be doing on April 13th that I was going to be doing a
paint and sip
at Cellar 24, but found out that that date was not going to work because they're having a really big festival in the Woodlands called Art and Wine off the waterway, so there's no way I could compete with that.
No.
Because that is a huge event, so I decided...
And, I wonder why Cellar's not there. That's strange.
I don't know. So as of right now, the next date that we are going to push that to has not been determined yet. So as soon as I have that information, I will post that up on my Facebook, Define's Facebook page, and anywhere else that I can post it up.
We've had some questions about Wine and Vinyl. We're diligently trying to remedy said equipment situation. It's just, you know, it's very, that type of stuff is pretty hard to come by at the moment. I don't know why. I think there's been I think it's more still, actually, that particular product category has not come back since COVID. Like mixer boards and, you know, DJ stuff has not made it's like manufacturing seems like it's still struggling in that front.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, when I've been into local shops that deal in that type of equipment, they don't have nearly the selection that they used to.
Yeah.
Now, the manufacturers are still making the stuff, but they're not making enough of it.
Well, and that's our current issue right now is there's just some components that are key components that are being temperamental and makes for a good experience, and it's not like we can go down to, you know, any of your local electronics store. Even we're a dealer for these particular type of electronics, and the vendors just don't have them. Like, the vendors are out of them. So we're trying, we're working on it, slowly trying to get it back up. It's a special event. You know, Wine and Vinyl was a science project of Tony and I's, and what it was is we're trying to bring high-end audio awareness to the masses by bringing in different types of stereo equipment that you may or may not have heard and it worked very well in a lot of occasions. And then, you know, 20-year-old equipment's 20-year-old equipment. So, you know,
that my turntables have seen a lot of shows in front of a lot of people.
Well, it's that, and we rebuilt them. I mean, we even rebuilt the things, but I don't really even know if it's a turntable thing. I think it's actually it's more of in the mixer, in the software side of things, and that's the hardest part to replace, is the software part. But anyway, it's still on our radar. You know, we're putting a lot of work into this particular experiment at the moment. And it's always fun to revisit certain things and kind of come back to certain things. That Wine and Vinyl has been a passion project of ours. You know, it's something that we've talked about in, dear good grief, probably 5-6 years now. We've talked about doing it, and then, you know, we were lucky enough to find a venue that would deal with our experimentation, I guess.
Yeah.
So, so we're still working on it. It's really more of a bottleneck of the technology that exists versus what we can get our hands on versus does it give the same experience type of thing with that, with what we're trying to do. I think Volume 4 was the first time that we actually used a PA type of system, which it was fine. That worked fine. But then, one of the turntables kind of was doing a weird thing halfway into it, and then the other one was kind of hit or miss. So it was a situation where we just kind of had to, you know, go into the streaming platform, unfortunately. But I don't think anybody noticed, but except that the vinyl wasn't spinning. So, but anyway, we're working on it. We're still working on it. So we don't have a secure date for that as of yet. I know we've been asked about it quite a bit. The venue, Cellar 24, is always welcome to, you know, they're always happy to have us and accommodate whatever crazy project we want to work on. Maybe we do a live radio show from there. That would be fun. There's a lot of red tape with that as well. But anyway, it's just, it's one of those things where we can't thank the people enough that want to deal with this Looney Tunes episode. And same thing with Technology Rocks. It's just, you know, I think we crossed 438 today, so not a whole lot of movement over the past few days despite the UFO landing. So, but anyway, it's we're having fun doing it. A lot of cool feedback from the Wi-Fi thing. We knew that was going to be a big episode. I wanted to have a little bit more experts' opinion on that. It's hard to run this. It's hard to run the day-to-day operation of the AV shop and then try to get people in for, you know, interviews and stuff like that, because, you know, if you've seen my phone sitting still on a countertop, it's probably rang 30 times. So, you know, and then Tony's as well. But we knew the Wi-Fi thing was going to be big because it's something that we get tech support calls about all the time. You know, Wi-Fi is incredibly important. We're going to use this more than any piece of technology that he and I talk about, or that he talks about when he's on his own. But and we both have the same message about it. You know, I'm not a 2 gigabit believer. I don't believe in that technology as of yet. It's not ready yet for home consumption. Even if it was ready, and even if you did have devices that could do it, unless those devices are plugged directly into your router, then and not going through network switches and going through long cables that go all over your house, then that's about the only way you could utilize a 2 gigabit network, because the switches aren't ready for it, your devices aren't ready for it. So it's kind of putting the cart before the horse in a way. But the whole purpose of this show is to make sure you're getting what you pay for, whether it be a monthly expense. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're living month to month, their cash is stretched. And then they want to know how to save money. How do I save money? How do I do this? How do I do that? And But yet, if you really sit down and look at some of these technologies that they're using, you know, they're spending $10 a month, $30 a month, $60 a month, $80 a month to use content that they're really not even watching. That's like, we looked at Tony and I, we looked at his cable bill today. How much was his cable bill? $309.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
$309, you know, multiply that by 12. That's a lot of money. You know, that's a quarter of somebody's car payment in most cases, you know, or even over half of a car payment in most cases. That's what I'm saying. It's
over $3,000 a year.
Right. $3,000 a year. And on top of that, $70 of that was from security. It was from two doorbells, security monitoring, which he never arms, and a door lock. Sorry, we didn't say his name. So he never arms his house, by the way. Go forth and seek this place. No. So, yeah, no, it's one of those things where it just, he's not using it. And if you're not using it, stop paying for it. You know, stop paying for it every month. But if you are using it, then by God, pay for it every month. So, but that's the thing, is if you do a doorbell from Nest or Ring or Alarm or whoever, you're not paying for it every month. You know, you're just, you can pay for it every month if you want to revisit your footage over a month's worth of footage or whatever. But if you don't, you're good with 24 to 48 hours, then you're not paying for it every month. You know, and that's the thing. That's what we're trying to do at Technology Rocks. We're trying to teach you how to save money. Yes, you're going to have to spend money, but we're going to teach you, most importantly, we're going to teach you how to save money. Yes, I can speak English, but how to streamline your technology and get what you're paying for. No, it's not okay that you're getting 500 download speed on a gigabit network. That's not okay. It's not okay that you're getting 300 download speed on a gigabit network. Yes, there are things that play into that. There are things that affect that, but it's not okay. You know, it's that's what we're trying to tell you, is that's not normal. That's not normal network behavior. So, but anyway, we're just going to kind of surf, you know, today. We didn't have really an agenda. I think we're going to jump into the theater stuff again Friday. I had a wild hair and talked about network on Monday, which created a giant flood where the questions, you know, should I be canceling my gigabit? Should I step down to 2 gigabit? The answer is, all a gigabit, 2 gigabit network does, even if you can't utilize the speed, is it creates a wider lane for traffic. It allows a larger threshold for more devices to be on them using data at the same time, where you're not going to see those peaks and valleys and dips. That's what a 2 gigabit network is. So, but don't think you're going to plug your PS5 or your Apple TV and see 2 gigabit go across your screen. It's just not going to happen right now, unless you're going to spend a whole lot of money on network switches and infrastructure that's downstream of that particular style of network. So, now, network importance. Your home automation runs on this network. Your multi-zone audio runs on this network. Your streaming television runs on this network.
Yeah, pretty much everything we do nowadays is using Wi-Fi, to the point of even at this point at home on your cell phone, instead of using your data plan, you can use Wi-Fi calling now.
Wi-Fi calling for big houses that are insulated. Now, there's some tips and tricks on Wi-Fi calling. You know, things like Eero specialize in Wi-Fi calling. Things like, there's certain routers and Wi-Fi antennas that specialize on that. Now, if you're a spaz like me and you like to wonder, and as people in the house say, draw holes in the floor when I'm talking on the phone because I'm wearing a rut in the floor because I can't sit still longer than about 5 minutes, which is why I usually break things and twist things in my hand. You know, Wi-Fi calling is going to be a little interesting for you, because you really want to stay still with using that technology. But yes, Wi-Fi calling, that's a great point. I didn't even talk about that yesterday. So,
yeah.
Or on Monday. So, yeah, no, Wi-Fi calling is a great point. There's a lot of things that tie into that. If you have poor cell reception, there is a way to utilize Wi-Fi calling, but you have to update your network. You have to update your network equipment. Make sure it's on the latest and greatest speeds. Make sure it's on the latest and greatest. You know, your network switch and your routers are your hardest working equipment in the group. There's a gentleman by the name of Byron who teaches network in college. you know, teaches it to younger people that want to learn about networking. And he said, yeah, brownout is a real thing. Brownout going across your network switches is a real thing, and it hits your equipment and it can affect your network switch, and your router and your network switch is the hardest working thing in the group. What did I say? What did we say on Monday? We said the exact same thing on Monday. This is a college professor that's saying the same thing about what we were just talking about as a from an expert side of things. And so that's what I'm saying is your network is important. Network health is important. You know, network health will save you money. You know, it will, because we're not coming over to troubleshoot Sonos billing $100 a pop. We're not coming over to troubleshoot Savant billing hundreds of dollars of it a pop. Network health is important for your pocketbook. You know, we're not trying to take money out of your pocket. We're trying to get you to update, fix, and put money back into your pocket by fixing things that you use the most.
But also understanding that if you do change, like, your network, and at that point you do still need us to come help get something like your Sonos or something like that onto your new network, if we already know that that's what you did, then we can save you money in the service call, because we already know what we're having to do versus walking in and, you know, having no idea that you've gotten a new network or a new router or whatever that changes everything.
Well, most people that come in, you know, say, hey, I went to Best Buy and I bought this Eero thing and put it all over my house, but my Wi-Fi, I mean, it's a little better than what it was, but it's still not a gigabit. It's still not 800 or 700. You know, it's more like 200 to 300. And the first question I ask is, well, did you turn the Wi-Fi off on your router, your service provided router? And they'll look at me like I just spoke in a different language. And if the answer is no, that is affecting your performance. 100% affecting your Wi-Fi performance. If you have two antennas that are broadcasting the same frequency sitting next to each other, that will affect your network performance. 100%. There's a house that we just went to where we saw it cut his network performance in half. You know, and it's not just affecting the new network side, it's affecting the other network side too. Those two antennas are affecting. If you have Xfinity and you're using their alarm system, you have to keep that Wi-Fi network on. The problem with that is if your house is 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 square feet, that Xfinity router is not going to work. So then they want to sell you the hockey puck method. That doesn't work either. And so then you call somebody, or you go do it yourself. Most people don't call us. They go do things. They show initiative and do things themselves. and that's fine. And then they'll hook it up and they say, well, it's a little better than it was, but it's still somewhat slower. And so we go out there and the first thing we look at, yep, there's their Wi-Fi router that's broadcasting. But we can't pull that down because you're paying for security. You're using their doorbells that you get paid for per device every month, and you're using their cameras that you pay for.
Not that you get paid for, that you pay for.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely are not getting paid for those. But you're utilizing those services that you keep paying for, but you're also sacrificing the speed that you are paying for.
Now, for those that are paying for all of that, couldn't they save money by buying video doorbells and stuff like that, that they're not paying for every single month, that they're going to be paying for every single month as long as they have that service? And then once they decide to get away from that service, then they've got to return said device to the company that by now they would have already paid for it. They got something like a Nest Cam or something like that.
I will say this, that is 100% dead on, can't add to it, correct. Yes, they can. They can go get, as long as you're okay with not having a month's worth of footage, and you're okay with just having 24 to 48 hours worth of footage, and yes, you can just put in a Nest or a Ring or one of
the Arlo. But isn't there a way to get, like, cloud storage for that.
Yes, but then that's the monthly thing. Yeah, you could do Nest Aware or Ring Secure, and then yes, it's like $10 a month or something.
Yeah, but it's still way cheaper.
Still way cheaper, but you're not paying for the doorbell, you're paying for the storage.
Yeah, you bought the doorbell and it's yours. You're not renting
Here's the other interesting thing about it, is if you do that, even if something does happen, it's within that 40. If it's after that 48, it's still being recorded. You just don't have access to it. You can actually call that company, activate the service, and go find the footage. So it's still being stored somewhere. So yes, to your point, yes, you can. Yes, you can save money by utilizing your own equipment. Yes, it's going to be more expensive at front. It's going to be $150. But guess what? If you're paying $20 a doorbell or $10 a doorbell,
$300 a month, like said client from earlier today,
right?
By the time you total that up and you subtract what those particular things out of that bill cost, and maybe 2 or 3 months, you paid for that doorbell, but to that provider, you're still paying for it every month, and they're on the smart side of it at that point, because they're getting you to continue to rent something for an astronomical rate that you could have paid for something and been done with it.
Yep. The answer is yes. Everything you've said is true. 100%. Yeah. Now, most providers get you into that system is they do bundles, and they give you a free touchscreen that sits on the countertop, and they give you free door locks that sit on the counter. But what you do is you go read the fine print when that contract lets up, and you're still keeping that stuff, and they don't happen to have a promo on that stuff, then your bill goes up $80 or $70. You know, I don't understand why there's not it. The cable bill is the most complained about thing that in technology that we hear about all the time. I hate my cable provider. I hate my blah, blah, blah. You know, I hate DirecTV, or I hate Xfinity, or I hate this, or I hate that. But then they add the doorbells and the door lights, or the lights and the doorbells and the door locks and the security. And, oh, yeah, that looks cool. And they add that in there. And then, you know why? Because it's convenient. It's right there. It's convenient. You know, and they don't know better. They don't. This is why this podcast exists. They don't know better. But, yes, to your point, you can save per month. You can shut that Wi-Fi down and get what you're paying for speed-wise. All of those things are 100% correct. 100%. And it's not until you start showing people this stuff or telling or just talking about it over and over again.
Well, I mean, I know myself that an extra $50 a month that I'm not paying out on something that I don't need, would make a big difference.
$600. You know,
that's like two loaves of bread.
$600 a year. You know,
like I said, two loaves of bread.
Yeah, $100 a year. You know, and $100 a month. You know, the that's why a lot of folks are cutting back on cable packages. Here's the thing, guys. They know how to get your money. They figured it out. They know the mousetrap. The mousetrap is everybody's raising their prices around the same type. They're keeping them a few dollars cheaper, but they can't. And here's why they can't. It's the channels that are charging them for access, and they have to pay to have access to certain those services, and they keep raising the rate. You know, and that's the thing, is it's not the cable provider is not just the big bad wolf. It's the people that are creating content that are putting it on the cable provider's networks are the big bad wolf. So but I would say call us and set up an appointment, you know, and if you want us to look at your cable bill, screw it. Let's look at your cable bill. You know, one of our clients went down there and he pretended that he was going to cancel his cable service. Whoa, all of a sudden he got all kinds of free stuff and started saving by the way, his bill's still $309 a month.
I can only imagine what it was before. Cause well, there that was some, after savings.
There are some houses that have 10, 15 cable boxes at $7.50 a pop.
Yeah, it's like the,
you know,
the one really nice theater lots that of we've
them.
Done. That's...
There are lots of them out there. I mean, there was a house that was on a direct TV package that they had so many boxes that they had to be on
$1,000 a month.
They had to be on a sports bar package. That's how many boxes they had.
Granted, the guy had like a sports bar in his house, though.
Right, but it's like, I was looking, I happened to, not that I'm looking at people's bills and things, but she was showing me something about the account information on it, and it was over $1,000 a month. It was $1,000 a month for cable television, and half the time they're not even home, and it was one of those things where it just didn't add up. So here's the thing. Service providers know people are canceling services. So when service providers cancel services, they're going to raise the prices on other services. Meaning if you know you're canceling cable television, they know you're going to raise the price on the internet. So it's a catch-22, and it's just the way it works. Sorry, Tony had to jump off. He had to jump off because there was a client phone call. So cable service providers are going to raise their rates because people are canceling services. And, that's why they're offering these keywords like 2 gigabit and 1 gigabit. And, you know, gigabit's been around for a long time, but multi-gigabit is what the new thing is. I don't know if Xfinity's actually doing that or not. I know a lot of the fiber companies are. I know Takis is, and I know Spectrum is. I haven't checked on AT&T. I'm sure they are. I'm sure that's how this whole thing shakes out and how it's all going to work. So it's literally all a money game to kind of keep you in the same pocket. So they're getting the RMR and reoccurring revenue on it. And the more stuff that they rent you, the more money they make, and the more people canceling their service, the more, you know, they're going to have to go up in another way to figure out how to get money out of you. So that's the story with the whole network. So a lot of things hinge off your network. You know, your control system, we've talked about your control system a little bit when we first started this. You know, we get Savant problems all the time, Control 4 problems all the time, Crestron problems all the time. And all of this stems off of a healthy network. And in some cases, they're okay. And then a lot of cases, they're not okay. You know, and in some cases, they do need some help. But this is an important topic that we're kind of beating into your psyche, that because everybody is so network and Wi-Fi and service dependent. So lots of fun things, lots of true things that we've talked about. Thank you so much for your feedback. I've had people calling me all day about this particular topic, and I just can't, it just feels good to know that, you know, we're on the right track, we're doing the right thing. I know Tony's working really hard on research on the other end. You know, I'm working on the other side of it on this other front. We try to devil's advocate one another to make it for an interesting show. And so it's just one of those things that has been mind-blowing for us, that people are interested in technology, but they don't know the questions to ask, and they're afraid to ask them when they do ask them. And then half the time when they do ask them, it's a Ben Stein rocket scientist thing that goes over their head. And that's what we want to try to not do, you know. But what speaks to most people is money. Money speaks to most people. Saving money. I want to save money on this. I want to do that. You know, I want to not pay X, Y, and Z per month. Justin, how do I do that? Tony, how do I do that? And we can help you. We can help you do that while increasing your performance. And no, we don't work for any of these companies. We don't work for the cable service providers, but we also use the same cable service providers, and we have these same arguments per month about the same thing. And so we're just trying to keep you from falling into the same pitfalls. But if you haven't had your network looked at in a long time, it is time. It is past time to have it reevaluated.
it's past time to have your equipment checked out. You know, as my friend Byron said today, brownouts are a real thing. Surges are a real thing. Surges that come through your network cable is a real thing that hits your switches and creates all kinds of network funkiness and anomalies. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as a intermittent issue. It's what it is it's an overworked device that's failing under a critical load. Or it gets to a certain point and it just locks up and then everything just kind of shuts down. That's a thing. That's a real flipping thing that happens in the field. And that's job security for guys like us that know how to look for certain anomalies. But we don't want to be mechanics. I don't want to throw parts at your problem. We want to be technicians and find the problem and squish it. So that's what we're actually trying to do. So network is a huge topic. It's an important topic. It's one of those, you know, people just got a question in just a few minutes ago about 2.4G networks versus 5G networks. You know, we're starting to get into the put you to sleep stuff. You know, 2.4G is a broad antenna, meaning it's a bubble-shaped antenna, whereas 5G is more of a laser beam, kind of tower to tower. 5G is 100% faster than 2.4G, but it does not have the range of 2.4G. 2.4G has a broader range, meaning this is, if you're sitting outside in the middle of your swimming pool, chances are you're on a 2.4G network. So lots to cover with that. But, you know, in the modern day technology, used to in the old days, you would split your networks. You'd see a Bob's network 2.4, Bob's network 5G. You know, the newer antennas, you don't have to do that anymore because they have built-in processing with traffic negotiation that does that. And it for you, and it's what's called beam forming, meaning it triangulates a signal based on the proximity of your device, kind of like a radar. It finds it, and it's like a missile lock, and it plays this game of pass the ball with your device so you can be on the fastest antenna. And that feature alone is something that the older stuff does not have. You know, it just doesn't have that. So for those of you that this device has to be on 2.4, in most cases, these antennas are fast enough and smart enough to negotiate that themselves. But even if it's not, and it is an older device, we can actually go in there and tweak that network and drop that network turn off the 5G antenna so your generator or your pole pump or your other things can jump on that 2.4 antenna. So many things to cover, to look at and cover. And all of these are just such awesome, awesome, awesome questions and that are valid. Because, again, I knew this was going to be a hot topic. Tony and I talked about this topic a couple of weeks ago. We knew it was going to be a hot topic because it's typically a do-it-yourself thing that falls into the do-it-yourself category. And a lot of people try it on their own first, and then they get frustrated, and then they unplug it, and then they plug it back in, and then they unplug it. Guys, there's nothing magic about your network. There's nothing magic about it. But if you do need help with it, there are experts in there that kind of speak that wizardry that can help you along the way. And they can teach you. If you want to know more about it, we're happy to teach you about that network. We're happy to teach you on that. You know, most people just want it to work. They don't care about how it works. They just want it to work. To me, I don't like that approach because I want to know how to fix it if something goes wrong. So lots of fun things about it. Again, there is no wizardry or magic behind some of the things we do. We've just been doing it for a long time. So today, case in point, today we went to a house where the guy actually has two networks running. You know, again, I've said that before, Xfinity actually has to have another network running. And some of the devices were on one network, some of them were on the other network, and he couldn't communicate with devices on the network that he wanted to be on. And that's a common problem. That's a common thing. If you have not shut down the Wi-Fi network on your router that's broadcasting and you have a distribution system with multi-point antennas, then you're messing up. Please, 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 please don't match the freaking name of your router with the distribution antennas. It's not going to work. Your device gets confused and it gets locked on one, and then you think something's wrong, and then that's a service call. We're trying to save you money. We're trying to keep you from having to spend that money just by learning just a little bit about it. That's what really matters when it comes down to it. You know, the old cartoon, G.I. Joe cartoon, used to say, knowing is half the battle. It really is. You know, if you're tired of paying a technician $250 or $220 or $150 or more than that every time they come to your home, then learn about it. Figure out, you know, to ask them about it. Start asking them about it. And, hey, is there any way I can kind of be proactive and fix some of this stuff on my own? The answer, if it's a good technician, is always yes. You know, yeah, no, unplug this or do it in this order. We covered the order to reset your router in the last one. 100%. There's a lot of things that you can fix on your own that'll, again, it'll save you a lot of money. It's not that I'm trying to run myself out of business here, but what I would like to do is educate you a little bit more about it so you'll be interested in technology. You know, technology is a very boring subject for the most part, but you use it every day. It's in your back pocket every day. It's every device in your household uses it every day. So why not learn about it? It's just as important as a doorknob. You know, in your home, you use it every day to get in and out of the house. Same flipping thing. Your Wi-Fi network is the same flipping thing. You use it every day. It's just as important. So I'm going to keep this one short because a lot of this is the same type of information as what we had before. Thank you for your questions. 2.4 to 5G question, we just answered that. Gigabit question, we just answered that one. So a Wi-Fi distribution, if you think you need help with a network optimization situation, man, that needs to be in a Dr. Seuss book. If you think you need help with this type of situation, call us, 281-296-6600. Call us, ask for Tony, ask for Justin, say, Justin, Tony, I need help optimizing my network. That's the key word, optimizing. I need help optimizing my network. I want to streamline. I want to make my network a freaking race car because I use it all the time and I want it to behave better than it's working right now. Call us, for the love of God, call us, because we can do that. We can do that. We can make it easy for you. We can make it pain. And if you're one of those that doesn't want to know how it works, we'll just make it work. That's the thing. And if it's been several years, 5, 7, 8, 9 years that you've done it, that you haven't done anything with it, then you need to do it. It's time. It's past time to make this work and make it work at speeds that will absolutely blow your mind. There's nothing better than a network, than a healthy network. And healthy body, healthy network. There's nothing better than a network that just works. So, with that being said, I am so sorry we had to cut this one short, and this is such a late launch. But sounds like late lunch, but late launch. I didn't have any lunch. But we're so sorry. We're trying to keep these out there as much as possible. Summer is our busy season when doing this. If you have any other questions, if you would like to schedule an appointment, please go to defineaudiovideo.com, hit info, the info link to contact us, or go to our Facebook page, look up Define Audio Video. We're right there. You'll see Technology Rocks. And please, 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 please like or subscribe this podcast. I cannot tell you how much that helps us try to figure out what you guys are interested in. This has been a huge topic. There's been a lot of listeners on this topic, probably more listeners on this topic than any of the topics that we've talked about thus far. I think cutting the cord was the really big one too. But it plays right into your network. You know, it plays right into this subject. So we want to know how to help you. We want to know what you're interested in. Again, the podcast has been kind of a science project between Tony and myself. We've got a lot of fun people coming out of the woodwork. And guys, professionals in the industry that are listening to this, if you got something to say, come on board, man. Just, I'm serious. Come on board for an interview. Colby did an amazing job. You know, lots of folks getting calls that it just... People that taught me how to do things are calling us and saying, man, this thing was awesome. I'm so, you know, this is just a really good podcast. It'd be really good for our clients. Mind blown. Absolutely mind blown. Thank you so much for paying it forward and that you've done with me, you know, as colleagues over the years to help us out and help me out and learn. And again, I'm not perfect. There's no wizardry behind this. It's just called giving a crap to know about what makes things work in your household. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you understand it. We're trying to help you save money. We're trying to help you streamline and get what you paid for, because that's what this is all about. So yeah, thank you so much, but like or subscribe. We have an analytics team that's actually watching our feed, and they're watching for consistency. They're watching for to see what episodes are the hot episodes, and they're helping us figure out which direction to take the show in. And so far, we've kind of struck oil on several of these subjects. Home theater actually wasn't the hottest subject. I thought the home theater one was going to be huge. But it's really not. It's actually more about the Wi-Fi network and more about the home security and things like that, infrastructure-based stuff. So, and that's okay. That's fine. That just kind of gives us an idea of what we need to be talking about. And that's the thing, is we just want to help you. We want to help you do all the things and be your technology source for all the things. So, subscribing and liking those things helps us make a better show for you. It helps the people that are trying to help monetize and things like that and make a better show for you. And right now, this is a hot show. I think we crossed 438 today. Creeping into 500, we'll see. So it's just one of those things where we're making a difference. We're getting traction. We don't know why we're getting traction, but it seems to be something that they're interested in that has a form that we've got a couple interviews with, some really big people. We're waiting for some stuff to come in on that that's in the can. That's gonna work really, really, that's working really, really well. And we just gotta wait for their PR and AR and whatever other R department to come out and say it's okie dokie with what we talked about. So a lot of cool big interviews that we've already done with your manufacturers, with people that you want to hear from, with people that have an opinion, a professional opinion, that weigh in on their product, and we want to spotlight on product like that. So lots of fun things. So I think Tony cleared up the sip and paint, or paint and sip. We're still waiting on a date from him. Comic Palooza, he will be at Comic Palooza, and then Wine and Vinyl is TBD because of some equipment anomalies that we need to wait until things are available where we can make that run again. So thank you all. We love you all. Thank you so much. This is Technology Rocks.
And this is Tony the Forgotten. Tony Forgotten could not say goodbye today because he was forgotten, and that's all I have.
So that's a cast. Have a great day. This is Justin from Technology Rocks. See you when we see you.